From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 21st, 2014. Though this year's El Nino is now predicted to be a weak one, it still spells more than a chance of a wet, cool winter for most of Texas. Today I talked with Dr. John Nielsen Gammon, State Climatologist, College Station.
Well, we've been waiting for El Nino to develop for about 6 months now, and it still hasn't quite happened. Temperatures in the tropical Pacific have been running above normal, though, for most of this period, and there's still a good bit of warm water beneath the surface. So the odds still favor at least a weak El Nino developing over the next couple months and lasting through part of the winter. It doesn't really matter whether or not we officially satisfy the El Nino criterion of temperatures warm enough or long enough. It's still going to impact the weather in Texas somewhat. The expectation from Climate Prediction Center, based on both simulations and past history of this sort of thing, is for a cool and wet winter being more likely than having a warm, dry one. The reason for that is that the warm temperatures in the tropics tend to drag the jet stream a bit farther south than normal, and since Texas is already normally sitting south of the jet stream in the wintertime, this brings us more into the path of winter storms. Somewhat paradoxically, even though it's supposed to be cool, it's not supposed to have any of those really remarkable cold spells because the jet stream won't be going far enough north in general to drag any of the Arctic air masses down this far. Generally, it's going to be some of that annoying cloudy, rainy weather, which is annoying for most people, but is great if you need water to soak into the soil and reduce runoff.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.